Now, Trace, we're just going to reflect on a moment from the show that was about an hour ago. Trace was talking. Just, I love your family stories and your like wholesome growing up stories, Trace. I must admit, I find them quite different from my experiences. And you were talking something from a different time. And it was so beautiful and wholesome, and it was pen pals, and you get a pal, and they lived somewhere else in the world, and you'd write stories to each other, and you'd learn different things about people that you never knew. But Trace had a pen pal that didn't live very far from her, which sort of makes all that stuff a bit redundant.
I used to have a pen pal.
Oh, gosh, of course you did. You grew up in Gatton, you needed one, didn't you?
Well, yeah, there was nothing else to do. I guess I had one. So in the Smash Hits magazine,
oh,
I used
no.
to buy.
This is just getting better.
You are.
I know. No, this is better than I expected.
Yeah, Smash Hits magazine, there used to be a section for pen pals.
Oh, no way.
And then I used to, yeah, and I thought, I don't know why, I thought, I'm going to get myself a pen pal. So in there was a guy that lived in Toowoomba just up the range, and we become pen pals.
Oh, that's so cute. I'm going to get myself a pen pal. I'm going to give myself a little pen pal.
Well, I did, and we wrote letters together.
Yeah.
I think I was only 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Okay, and I didn't share this on air, but I shared this why we stopped writing to each other off air, and you're bringing it to the table now.
Well, yeah, well, firstly, I love the story that you had a pen pal, because that is a sign of the times. It was like something that people used to do. Modern technology have sort of done away with that, done away with letters in a big way. I just firstly love the fact that they live so close to you. Like, I thought a pen pal was just to learn something about someone that lived pretty far away, and you maybe learn about a different culture or how their country or even their state, I guess, differs, and different things they get to see and experience. But yours was just pretty close. So that was... that in itself was great. But then I was like, oh, what, off air, after you talked about that, I was like, oh, what happened between you and your pen pal? And what did you tell me, Trace?
Yeah, well, I didn't share it because it makes me sound a bit shallow, but we sent pictures to each other,
like,
in the mail.
And so what photos back then, was that a Polaroid or was that like an instant camera and then you had to actually develop the film and then actually get...
Yeah, you just... Nothing like these days where you just snap yourself with your phone and you've got it. Yeah, you took it with the camera, you took it to the photo development place, you got them back in your little sleeve there, went through them. So I popped in a photo in an envelope, he popped one in, and when I got it, I didn't like the look of it. So I stopped writing to him. Isn't that so bad? And I shared that with you because I felt bad, but I was only young, I guess, so...
But look, it wasn't Tinder. It wasn't a dating platform,
yeah,
pen pals.
It was
just
like
becoming
13 or 14.
It was just
like
friends with someone. You just made a friend that you didn't have before.
I'm changed now, Matthew.
No, you have not. You have not changed, my friend.
I'm so shallow and I apologise.
Poor old Andrew in Toowoomba.
I ghosted. I think his name was Andrew. It could be Michael. I'm sorry. I feel bad now.
You should.
And I just shared it with you, so, but... Yeah. His name could have been Mark, Michael, Andrew. No, I'm sure it was Andrew, so...
When Trace
apologies.
Sees the pool, the public pool, straight into the kiddies' end. Straight into the shallow end. The place where there is no depth and friendships can be cut off at any point.